Hi, my name is Bruce McDonald, and you're listening to After the Credits on Row3.com. The best row in the house.
Welcome to another episode of After the Credits. I am Marina Antunes, and joining me today,
Colleen from 353review.com.
And noticeably absent,
Sansdale.
Sansdale, he's busy tonight doing some sort of web stuff, go figure.
Or so he says.
So he says.
You know, his secret agent activities are infringing it upon After the Credits time. It's unacceptable.
It is completely unacceptable.
I know.
But that's okay. We decided we were going to go ahead without him anyways because, as it is, this show is late. Mostly my fault because we were supposed to record this weekend. And yeah, I was kind of busy looking at cute puppies and stuff.
Believe it or not. Damn cute puppies.
Very cute puppies.
They all should be drowned.
No, this one is adorable.
Oh, sorry. No, cats.
Oh, cats.
I like dogs. That's right.
Yeah, the cats can drown.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Put them in a sack.
Pretty much.
That's sick. I hate myself just for saying that. I feel dirty.
No, don't feel dirty.
Dirtier than normal. How's that?
Sure, okay. So we're here today for the May preview. And it's looking pretty good.
There, you know, my most anticipated film of the summer is
coming
up. So.
Nice. It's a pretty loaded May. I mean, every weekend there's a big tentpole release.
What's coming in the rest of the season? It's they packed all the really big ones in
May.
And
yeah.
What the hell's going on from June, July? I know there's a couple things, but
Transformers is the only one I can think of off the top of my head, but yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy, but it's, I don't know, I think it's looking pretty good, so I guess we'll get started and see how it goes. Opening on, we'll go on, we'll deal with the announcements later. Without Dale here, it's a little bit odd. It feels like we're missing something for some reason.
That's right, the third mic.
Yeah, pretty much. Opening May 1st, we're going to start with Battle for Terra, which is an animated film. And it's actually animated by a Canadian company. It's their first, Snoot Entertainment is actually Canadian, and this is their first animated film, and it's in 3D. And holy crap, what a voice cast, eh? Everybody and their mother is in this movie.
Luke Wilson. Hooray, James Garner.
Yeah.
I know.
I thought that would make you pretty excited.
Damn straight, Rockford.
Yeah. I thought it looked okay. The reviews haven't been good. And it's some sort of, it kind of reminded me of something else. And I can't, Titan A.E. for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah. I kind of got flashbacks to while I was watching the trailer. But I have serious issues with 3D movies. They make me sick, usually, and
and that's you. That's not even me.
Yeah, I'm not doing well with 3D. I've had bad experiences already this summer, and I don't know if I can sit through another one, and this one doesn't look particularly great.
I'm hoping it eventually dies away, because most people...
Me too.
Actually, I've talked to a lot of people who have watched 3D, and a lot of people who normally like films are walking out of it going, that was just unsettling on my stomach. And who wants to go watch a film when you know it's going to...
Make you feel hurl. Yeah, pretty
much. I deal with that on a daily basis, but I know most people don't quite have the queasies like I have.
But yeah, this one, I don't know. It just doesn't look particularly great. The reviews haven't been all that positive, so I'm kind of
the aliens fence. That kind of look vaguely like grays.
Oh, yeah.
Those are kind of cool looking, but yeah, overall, I got an impression of just not all that interested, which isn't surprising for me because I'm not really animated.
Yeah.
Fan.
But yeah, no, it doesn't look particularly, buzzworthy, but whatever. Also opening on the 1st, something that's equally as, this one is much more, Ghosts of Girlfriends Past.
What is it with Matthew McConaughey?
I don't freaking know. To think that the man has had a career, he started his career off and it looked like he was going to be somebody to look for.
Yeah.
Because, he made a couple of good movies right off the bat, right? At least that I remember.
And then what happened?
And then what happened? Exactly.
The only thing recently I even remotely liked of him was Tropic Thunder when he was the agent
TiVo.
With the TiVo obsession.
And that was bloody brilliant. But and this also stars Jennifer Garner, who's, she makes every once in a while, thinking about it, I don't think I've seen her in anything other than these sort of romantic films. And I don't know, it's just, oh my God, this trailer. I saw it once and that was enough for me. Just brutal, man.
Yeah, I can't think of a scenario where I'm going to end up watching this.
Yeah, ditto. Totally. You know, the funny part, is it this movie? Yeah, this is directed by Mark Waters, though, and he doesn't have a bad track record. He directed Mean Girls and Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
And I mean, Freaky Friday, for what it is, it's good. And Mean Girls is
a
solid movie. But I'm wondering if that's because
Which is surprising because Lohan's in that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think it might have the Tina Fey effect, right? Because yeah. She wrote that as well. So.
No doubt.
But yeah, this just does not look good at all. But the movie that I'm sure most people are going to go be seeing this weekend is X-Men Origins Wolverine. That's a weird title.
Yeah.
They should have just called it Wolverine. Damn it. That's what everybody's going to call it anyways.
Yeah, no doubt. It's not like the marketing campaign isn't going to bludgeon you to the death with the fact that it's an X-Men product anyways.
So. Yeah, exactly. Now, this there's a couple of interesting things about this movie. First, it's the director. Gavin Hood's directed a couple of like fairly well-received and well-respected films. Like he did Tootsie or something. And I believe that won an Academy Award or was nominated for an Academy Award. And then he did Rendition like 2 years ago, which was that Jake Gyllenhaal, Reese Witherspoon yelling in the middle of the airport, which was not actually as bad as I thought it was. I mean, it had some really...
That scene had to be horrific, though, because that was just the worst scream I think I've ever heard. It's like William Shatner would be scream.
And I mean, it's not a great movie, but it looks good, and it's not bad. I mean, it really isn't. It's not Oscar material, but it's not bad either. And now he comes out to, like, direct this, which is kind of... weird. I don't know. It just seems like such an odd choice.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how well it's going to do after that whole debacle with the released on the internet early. I don't know if that's going to affect its numbers.
I don't see it affecting a huge amount of numbers on it. Like the people who will want to see it
will
go to see it regardless. Yeah. The fact that they got it a crappy pirated version and saw it on their like 40-inch screen. You know, those are the same people that are going, I need to see this one way or the other.
Exactly. They would have seen it anyways, even if they had downloaded it. For me, it's weird because I've seen a couple of the trailers, but it seems like the buzz is slowly going downhill on this one, and I don't know why that is.
You know, I'm going to see it with you on Saturday, and I can honestly say I'm not overwhelmingly... I'm going to go see it. Even if I wasn't going with the meetup group, I will be seeing it this weekend. Anyways, for some strange reason, I just feel the need. I need to see this film. At the same time,
it's Gambit.
I have no real drive to see it. It's a weird scenario.
Come on.
I need to see it, but not actually wanting to see it at the same
Ryan
time.
Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool.
Okay. Ryan Reynolds is incredibly hot, and he's a Canadian boy, which makes it just that much better.
Yeah, totally agree. Yeah. And Gambit, that's all I got to say. Thank you for my Gambit cup.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's freaking fabulous.
7-Eleven has three different X-Men cups.
Do they have a Deadpool cup?
No, just Sabretooth, Gambit, and... if Reynolds was in the selection, I would have gotten it.
But yes, thank you for Gambit. Much appreciated. I did a little happy dance
when
I got that.
Hooray.
Also opening on the... first tomorrow, oh my god, the first already, The Limits of Control. This is Jim Jarmusch's new film. He's the director of Broken Flowers and Ghost Dog, and I'm not quite sure what to make of this. It seems to be a hitman movie. My understanding is it was filmed in Spain, so it looks very exotic. The locales are very cool. I like the muted colors too, but this one stars, okay, now I'm gonna massacre this guy's name, Isaac De Bancole, and I think he's appeared in a couple of Jarmusch films. And John Hurt makes an appearance, Bill Murray makes an appearance,
Tilda Swinton,
and Gael Garcia Bernal, who I really like, and he's popping up a couple of times this summer too. But this one looks interesting.
I get the impression that I'm not going to even get a chance to see this, so I'm not going to have to worry about it.
No, I think it'll be a DVD find.
It almost seems, in my mind, more that this should have been attached in some way to like a film festival.
Yeah, it feels
like
that way.
It's like a market-esque kind of film, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it looks really good. The reviews, I've seen a couple of reviews today, and I don't know if they're coming out of film festivals or if they're pre-screenings, but the reviews haven't been good.
Yeah.
But then I haven't looked to see if the reviews of his other films have been good either, so.
All I can say is Tilda Swinton has a wicked-ass blonde wig.
Wig, yeah.
I like that wig. I'd like to own that wig.
She's very cool. I really like Tilda Swinton. Moving on to May 8th, perhaps one of the biggest films of the summer, Star Trek.
Oh, is that what it's called? I thought it was going to be called The Simon Pegg Show. That's why I'm going.
Well, let's talk about this cast here. So you got Simon Pegg, Chris Pine, who's, you know, a newcomer, I guess. Bruce Greenwood, the Canadian actor, who I really like. Carl Urban, Eric Bana, Winona Ryder is in the cast. I don't know who she is, but she's in the cast list. Yeah. John Cho, Anton Yelchin, and Leonard Nimoy.
Anton Yelchin. That's good.
Yeah. I mean, this cast is loaded.
Since, what was it?
Charlie Bartlett.
Yeah.
Yeah, ditto. But I mean, this looks badass. I was not all that impressed with the first. I don't know if it was a teaser or a trailer or whatever it is, but I can't help but not get excited for a Star Trek movie.
I think I've seen three or four different trailers now, and some are definitely better than others. But when it comes down to it, other than Simon Pegg, which I need to see him do a Scotty, I am actually very interested in the fight. I think it's between Kirk and the guy from Harold and Kumar, Harold.
Yeah.
That just looks badass.
Well, and you know, for anybody that watches Lost, there was actually, and I don't know if this was the first week that they did it, but we didn't watch the show last week, so I have no idea. But they actually had a very short clip from the movie in one of the commercial breaks. And that clip was like, when they said exclusive clip from Star Trek, I was like, oh, okay. And then it's kind of like, what the hell does this have to do with Star Trek? It was a total non sequitur clip, and it was kind of interesting. But I mean, it's funny because people know the name J.J. Abrams, but I don't think anybody realizes that he's only directed one other movie. He's only directed Mission Impossible 3, and that was shit.
Really?
That was the only other movie he's directed.
How the hell did this guy get pegged for Star Trek?
This is the thing, right? Like, you know the name Abrams, but he's mostly like a creator and producer of TV.
Yeah. Yeah, like that's where I mostly knew, but I didn't. Wow, the one film.
Just the one movie. I looked and I'm like, I can't believe it. He's only directed the one film. And I mean, it's a film where he squanders away Philip Seymour Hoffman.
How is that possible?
This is what I want to know. How is this possible? But he did it. So I don't know. And obviously, we're going.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely excited, but I don't know. I'm kind of shaking my head. We'll have to see how that goes. Also opening on the 8th, a Canadian film that I believe is opening only in limited release, and I'm not quite sure if that limited release includes the U.S., but this is Adam Ogoyan's new film, Adoration. I'm still not quite sure what this is about. It was fairly unclear when it premiered at TIFF, and it played VIFF, and it was still kind of, you know, cloudy. And now that I've seen the trailer, which looks mighty fine, it's a beautiful trailer.
You know, from reading the description kind of thing and from what I've heard, you know, I didn't really have much interest going, but after watching that trailer, you know what? I wouldn't mind actually catching this at one of like the Fifth Avenue or something.
Yeah, it looks really solid. The reviews have been sort of mixed, but I don't know. Egoyan is always an appeal for me. And the fact that Scott Speedman is in this, bonus.
I've had mixed feelings on Egoyan. He's probably one of the more famous
Canadian
guys, but you know, some is good, some is not.
Yeah,
he
has been hit and miss, especially the last few years. It's been pretty much misses.
Living on the name.
Yeah, it's been a little disappointing. So hopefully this will be a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
Also opening in limited release. This one I'm not sure will expand into Canada for sure, but I'm sure the Twilight fans are up in arms because they get to see Little Ashes. I say that sort of with a smirk because this is totally not the same market.
Yeah.
And this, of course, stars, oh my gosh.
It'd be interesting to see if the fangirls actually were at any of the screenings. They'd show up the first day and then all their friends are like, wow, that's no, that's not the Robert, no.
Well, and this one is sort of, it takes place around the Spanish Revolution, and it's the story of Federico Garcia Lorca, who was who's a famous Spanish writer, Luis Buñuel, who's a filmmaker, and Salvador Dali, who
Hooray.
Everybody knows, exactly. Yes. And Pattinson plays Dali, who is the most eccentric, probably, of the bunch. And it's basically just their story. during the revolution. I thought the trailer looked pretty interesting. I'm not quite sure what to make of it. I'll see it if I get the opportunity to.
Yeah, it's one of the ones, like, if it's playing at one of the littler theaters, I can't imagine it getting to the megaplexes.
Neither do I.
But, you know what, if I'm available and, it, like, if the summer's starting to get crazy. But,
yeah, exactly. But if it fits into the schedule, it's probably one to look out for, because it does look fairly good.
I have a funny feeling if it came out on DVD at the local store, I'd probably pick that up.
Yeah. Also opening on the 8th, this one is totally, like, out of left field, but Next Day Air. And the only reason I left this one on the schedule, because we usually scratch off movies that don't look interesting at all. I was on the IMDb site for this one, and there's only like 154 votes or something. Mm-hmm. But it's sitting at like 8. And I thought, what the hell? I got to check this out. Plus, it's Mos Def, who I really like.
Yeah. You know, I was mentioning earlier, and I don't get black culture. I'm whiter than white, and I'll admit that kind of thing. But you know what? They seem to really target the worst. I just don't get it. I don't get this. I don't get why it'd be funny or why anyone would want to watch it. But I don't get half of like Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
Not my thing.
It must be culture difference.
It must be something. In
my little bastion of Canadian whiteitude, I just don't get it.
Well, I can't honestly say that I didn't laugh at the trailer because you heard me.
Yeah.
And I did laugh.
I just stared
at a couple
going,
of the bits.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
And this is about a delivery of cocaine that goes wrong. Like, one, who the hell mail, like, couriers cocaine? It's like the stupidest thing ever.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, well, probably. I mean, it just looks so stupid. I'm not quite sure what Mos Def is doing in here. No. He's so much better than this.
Like I say, there's not a moment I even cracked a grin.
Yeah, well, I did.
And it's obvious they're trying to be funny, but it's obviously
just not working for you.
Going so far beyond, yeah, I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Well, we got this one. Rudo y Cursi.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is directed by Carlos Cuarón, who's Alfonso Cuarón's brother. And that would be the gentleman that directed Children of Men and Y Tu Mami Tambien. And I believe that Cuarón was also nominated for an Oscar for the script for Y Tu Mami Tambien, because he usually writes his brother's movies. And this is his directorial debut. I was actually interested because it's Gael García Bernal, who I really like, and Diego Luna, who's, you know, basically the two biggest names in Mexican, as far as Mexican actors go. And I totally was not expecting this. It's the story of two friends or two brothers who, you know, want to make it big. And it happens in the strangest way.
You know, again, like reading the description, this is a doll as dishwasher. It's about a sport. And usually I really don't like sporting films as a general rule because I'm not interested in sports. You watch the trailer and
it's
it
so
ends
wacky.
And it's like, oh yeah, I so want to see this.
It's just so wacky.
Oh, and the crazy rendition of that song kind of thing. And then they start playing it and singing it in Spanish with the accordion.
But it's, I mean, it's so bad. It's
it's awesome.
It is pretty
and
awesome.
And that music video with the soccer player with like the pink and silver suit on, like, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty wacky. I mean, you got to check out this trailer. It's pretty crazy. I doubt it. It's also opening limited release, so I doubt it'll get a wide expansion. But I mean, if it opens near you, it's definitely worth checking out because it looks like a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, I would be traveling an hour to have to see this.
Moving on to May the 15th, the middle of the month. And we kick it off with Angels and Demons.
I can't get excited over this at all. I like the books. I actually did like the books. Although I've never deluded myself into actually thinking that they were real in any way. But I actually kind of like the novels. After watching half of the first, I have no interest in watching this.
So Ron Howard is back with Tom Hanks. They replaced the love interest, but I think that was... The love interest from the first book. It's not the same. Technically, this is actually a prequel because the first book, Angels and Demons, actually came out before the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
But I guess the Da Vinci Code was a big success, you know, selling books, and they figured it was a good adaptation.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure. The trailer, actually, I don't know if it was the trailer. There was a poster that came out that where Tom Hanks was standing in the middle of a crowd and all you saw was like this red cape or something. And I thought that was a really nice looking poster. Mm-hmm. The trailer is kind of bland. It just didn't really do anything for me. And I have a really hard time believing that Ewan McGregor is going to be anywhere near as good as Paul Bettany was in The Da Vinci Code. Because if there was one thing that was awesome in The Da Vinci Code, it was Paul Bettany.
Yeah.
He was freaking scary as hell. But this, it's just, it looks flat. I'm unconvinced. I don't think it's looking all that good. Plus, we're going to be watching something else if it opens here, and that would be The Brothers Bloom.
This is the film I'm looking forward to probably more than anything else. I know that's coming up.
Yeah, this is Ryan Johnson's follow-up to Brick.
Even more than the Sam Raimi film, which is coming later. But yeah, this I've seen the trailer a half dozen times now, and every time I see it, I'm not getting bored of it. Yeah. I just want to see it. It's making me want to see that.
Awesome!
All the people is like, oh yeah, yeah, and it'll blow up kind of thing. And then the building blows up kind of thing, and they're all like, oh crap, that's not what we were planning.
Yeah, I mean, this looks really good, and it's a heist film gone wrong,
yeah.
Really.
What do you do? I collect hobbies.
I mean, who comes up with that premise? That's like the weirdest thing ever. It totally works. It looks really goofy in a really fun way. I'm totally up for it.
Yeah.
Hopefully it expands wide enough that it opens here. Also opening on the 15th, Management. This is Jennifer Aniston and Steve Zahn and Woody Harrelson in a romantic love triangle that looks like it could have some funny moments, but surprisingly, I didn't want to poke my eyes out after I saw the trailer.
You know, Jennifer Aniston's one of those people. Other than, I think, Office Space, I can't really think much.
The Good Girl.
That I really...
She was pretty good in that.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think I see that. That I really interested, and no. I've never been a big Steve Zahn fan. Although I kept on mixing him up with the name Billy Zahn. Steve Zahn. I'm not a big fan.
You made it rhyme.
No, it didn't look that bad.
No.
And the scene where they have like the keyboard and they go out and serenade to the building looks funny.
Isn't that from what was that movie with I'm not gonna remember his name now. Cusack, John Cusack.
Is
it Say Anything?
Say Anything, yeah, with the stereo.
Yeah. Kind of reminded me of that.
Little keyboard on a bike trailer and
that was pretty funny. But I mean, yeah, I mean, it doesn't look great, but it also doesn't look totally, like, cliched and, like, what's the word I'm thinking of?
Like you say, it doesn't seem like I'd be ramming pencils into my eyes to make it stop.
No, it really surprised me. It doesn't look quirky either.
It's not like the bucket list.
Oh, God.
Please make it end.
But, I mean, it doesn't look all that quirky either. Like, some of those quirky movies are so, like, the trailer is just like, okay, I'm done now. But this one looks kind of subdued. I might actually check this out.
All right, the next film?
I put this one in there just for you.
This film, much like Alien Trespass, which opened in April and never came anywhere near Vancouver.
We're still waiting.
Just like, 2 years ago, Black Sheep? Released worldwide, never came anywhere to Vancouver. Well, you know, Big Man Japan. I'm willing to bet, ain't coming anywhere here, and I'm angry.
Well, and let me read this to you. So it's an eccentric man who lives alone in Tokyo and occasionally turns into a 30-foot giant who defends Japan by battling monsters. So it's like Godzilla, except he's a man. And the trailer is so messed.
Uber sumo.
Oh my God, the trailer is so fucked.
It's awesome.
But it's so funny. Oh yeah. I have no idea if this will open a new
one. The groinal eyeball attachment monster.
I'm like,
using
as
a flail.
Yeah, I'm thinking, oh wow, he's breaking shit with his penis.
Excellent.
That was the first thing
that came to mind.
That is quality.
It ranks up there with all the other Japanese crazy monster films.
But it looks like so much fun.
Better monster than Japan.
That is very true. That is very, very true. Moving on to May 22nd, and perhaps one of the movies that I'm most excited to see, and, you know, my own reasons, I guess, but Terminator Salvation. I think we all sort of know what this is about, I hope. This is after Skynet. I lost for words there for a minute.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't really have anything else to say other than holy shit, it's after Skynet. This is going to rock, at least I hope. And you know, it's funny because I was under the impression, and I don't know why, that McGee had actually directed V for Vendetta. I don't know why, but I had this idea that he had, mm-hmm. and he has it. Hmm. That was somebody else. All he directed was We Are Marshall, which I didn't even bother seeing. But yeah, so Christian Bale, Sam Worthington, who I really like, and I'm happy to see that he's in a big Hollywood movie. This guy's going to blow up big time, like
yeah,
big time.
I can't say I'm overly enthused to see it. I'll see there. It. It's going to open at all the big megaplexes, so I'm going to have ample opportunity to see it. But there is something about the Terminator franchise. The one thing that this film has got going for it that actually is interesting me is the fact that, yes, it is chronologically the last one, but in reality, it's almost like it's the first one because it's going to explain the stuff that happens in the first film.
Okay, that's a good point.
So it's almost like a circular weird thing.
It's time like, travel, man. It always fucks things up.
I know.
And Jesus Christ.
This is chronologically the oldest film, but
it really
starts before the first film, but it doesn't because they're sending stuff from that film back to that. Yeah, you know, it's just fucked up.
So, you know, I hadn't actually thought about that, but you're totally right.
Yeah.
I freaking hate time travel. Whatever happened to the Prime Directive? It was so simple. You don't fuck with the past.
Oh, that's bullshit. Star Trek did nothing but fuck around with the past.
Okay, we have rules, but we're
going to bend them because it's convenient for us.
Well, exactly. Oh, whatever.
If you had ability to time travel, no matter what the consequences, governments around wherever would be bending them constantly for fun and profit.
Very true. Very, very true. But Terminator Salvation, I'm totally there.
Yeah.
Also opening on the 22nd, Night at the Museum 2. Oh, did I miss one?
Anton Yelchin's in it too.
Yeah, that was the other one that he's in. Actually, this Terminator also has Bryce Dallas Howard, who was in The Village. She was the blind girl in The Village.
Yeah.
Who else? Oh, and Helena Bonham Carter is in it, apparently. Though I remember hearing her being cast, but I can't remember as what or who. So
no, I just noticed the name. I didn't realize he was in it.
Yeah, I'm
good for him. I liked him so much in Charlie Bartlett, even though
it's good to see him.
The film was so-so, but
yeah,
him and Robert Downey Jr. were awesome. The film itself,
yeah.
So I'm glad he's getting constant work.
Yeah, it's good to see him doing some other stuff because he is good. So yeah, moving on to Night at the Museum 2, Battle for the Smithsonian. I mean, everybody and their mother is in this. If there was a movie that had everybody in Hollywood in it, this would be the one movie. And I don't know, I didn't mind the original. I thought it was okay for what it was. It was kind of fun and entertaining and sort of goofy kids sort of way. And this one looks about the same.
Yeah, I didn't see the original either. I get the same vibe that like Jumanji and the one after that I don't know. It just doesn't really fire my imagination somehow.
Yeah, actually, you're absolutely right. They sort of fit into these sort of, I don't want to say children's adventure stories, but that's sort of kind of what they are.
Yeah.
And yeah, they don't really do anything.
There's all sorts of things that can throw in, like Nim's Island, I think, would fall in there.
I didn't see that one.
Well, neither did I.
But yeah.
Because it's in that category. Yeah.
Very true. Yeah, I mean, we sort of watched the first one because, you know, husband wanted to see it, but it was okay. And this one looks about the same.
Plus, not a big Ben Stiller fan.
He's got his moments. Blue Steel. Sorry. Zoolander always comes up.
What was it? I think Family Guy called him, like, what was it? Alien offspring of two comedy people or something like that.
Oh, my God.
I found that funny.
Jeez. Yeah. Also opening on the 22nd, only in passing, Dance Flick.
You know, these spoof movies are just getting so bad. When they first, there's always been spoof movies, but there's like been inundated the last 10 years with nothing but spoof.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I'll be glad when it's done.
The Wayans brothers like own the market on this.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys, and they don't even do it well.
It's sort of like
the sad part.
Naked Gun with
Naked Gun was funny. Nielsen.
It is. And then they did at least the sequel. Then yeah. the 33 and a third. And
yeah, they got progressively worse.
Yeah, yeah. Hot Shots was funny. Hot Shots Part 2 was like, meh.
Yeah.
And so on. That's
the Zucker and Zucker, right? Yeah,
scary movie. Like, come on.
Yeah. I mean, spoof movies have never done much for me. So, I mean, to begin with, this wasn't really what I was into, but they seem to be getting worse and worse and worse with every movie. And that's apparent just from the trailers. And this trailer is just, like, as bad as it gets.
It's when it's done so blatantly, like, I could say that, well, it's not full-on spoof, but Hot Fuzz.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It is very much a spoof movie because... Yep. Every conceivable genre cliche was in that film, and they did it on purpose.
Yep.
Although it was in a new story kind of thing with new characters.
By the power of Grayskull! Twice! Sorry, I had to bring that
That's
up.
Okay.
That's
okay. Any chance I get to mention a Simon Pegg project.
And anytime I get to mention He-Man, I'm happy. So. Moving on.
Priorities.
Also, that's right. Also opening on the 22nd, one that I'm actually very excited for. This is Easy Virtue, starring Jessica Biel, Ben Barnes, who looks nothing like the Ben Barnes I remember from, I think it was the last Chronicles of Narnia movie.
Mr. Darcy.
And of course, I mean, it's the one reason to see it, right? It's Mr. Darcy. Colin Firth. And I mean, it looks kind of fun. A period piece about, you know, this wealthy English family, and the kid happens to marry an American who's sort of like on the edge and rubs
into girls. You're American.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like fun.
Yeah.
Totally my thing. Period piece, and it happens to be a comedy bonus.
Yeah, I from that trailer, I really like this film, and I'm a sucker for costuming and things like that too, and it's sort of got that Edwardian sort of English vibe going on.
Yeah,
it's good.
But I mean, even Jessica Biel, it looks really good here, and she's sort of hit and miss sometimes, and it's nice to see her in something that doesn't, you know, make
the
me want to gag.
She comes out with like a old
motorcycle.
Harley.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
I guess it'd be like a Triumph or a BTR or something.
Whatever. Yeah, see, the bikes, you would know.
Yeah.
Not for me. Also opening on the 22nd, if you happen to live in LA or New York, you get to enjoy the greatness of Steven Soderbergh, now named Dr. Soderbergh, according to Row 3. We have given him an honorary doctorate.
Row 3 gives out honorary doctorates?
We do to directors we like, and, you know, he's our first. Soderbergh is our god, apparently. But this is Sasha Gray's foray into the non-porn film industry. And, you know, the trailer doesn't give you much, but it looks freaking good.
That poster has got to be in the running for
ever.
The best poster of the year.
Yep. I'm still looking for it. I've put in a request to get a pricing on getting it printed because I dig that poster a lot.
Yeah.
And she basically plays a high-end hooker.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know. I think that's all anybody knows, but it looks mighty fine. So if you happen to live in either of those cities and you don't go,
we will hunt you down.
It's shameful. Shame on you. Shame on you. And then closing off the month, a couple of other good movies. Up. This is Pixar's newest.
Not, as people who have listened to the show have heard repeatedly, I'm really not into animation. It does nothing for me. This film rules. I can tell you right now.
Yeah, this trailer is pretty spiffy.
Grumpy old dude. It's perfect.
Yeah, you like the grumpy old dude.
Damn straight.
You know, it's funny because I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that I really, really liked WALL-E when I walked out, and I haven't been able to see it again since. I've tried, and I can't get more than 20 minutes in. I don't know why. It worked for me once, and it hasn't worked for me since.
Yeah, I have no desire to see that again. And I have a funny feeling Up will be the same way.
Yeah. And I mean, that might be a reason why I don't own any Pixar movies, because I watch them once and that's it. I feel no need to see them again. However, I love me some Little Mermaid, and I love me some Finding Nemo. But this, I mean, it looks great. I'll see it for sure. I'll be there like a dirty shirt. But I have a feeling it's going to be the same as the rest of them. Just one time watch and that's it.
Yeah.
Don't send hate mail. Or do. It doesn't matter, actually.
That old dude on the stair sort of elevator where he sits there and slowly goes down and it stops.
And he
pounds on the handrest and starts moving again. No talking, no change in face, just grumpy.
Yeah, you like grumpy.
I like grumpy. Grumpy old people rule.
Okay, seriously though, on opening weekend, on the 29th, I'm not going to be going to see any Pixar movie. I'm going to be lining up for Sam Raimi's Return to Horror, Drag Me to Hell. And this trailer fucking rules.
This, I being a longtime addict to Bruce Campbell.
And I like how you're holding yourself back.
I'm trying very hard to not squee. Squee! You know what? This is horror, but it's got that trademark cheesola factor.
It sure does.
That's Sam Raimi is perfect at.
Yep. Oh, she's coughing. Well, I'll put in my two cents.
It's the cold that never ends.
You know, it's funny because when this trailer came out, there were a few people that I don't know why, but and you know, it's funny because sometimes I sort of miss the not the humor, but the campiness in some trailers or in some movies, and then they just don't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw this. And the camp was just like blatantly there.
Yeah.
And some folks were kind of like, wow, that trailer really sucks. I'm like, do you not get the greatness
the
of the camp?
They're people who would never understand Evil Dead and why people love it.
But I mean, the old woman, like with the eye and stuff. I mean, hello, it's camp. Like, take it for what it is. It's over the top 80s horror.
Yeah.
Go with it, man.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't seen one of these in so long. I'm there. The fact that it's Sam Raimi, bonus!
Hooray!
I'm so excited. Like, seriously, it's probably the most exciting thing of the month. Even though I'm excited to see other things, that's the one I really want to see.
Brothers Bloom. I'm still dying to see that film.
But, have you seen Brick, his first
yes,
film?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And that was awesome. I think you lent... No, I got it in the mail.
Okay, yeah, because that's a... You like noir. And,
I love noir.
Yeah. That was a good one.
And the whole... Like, these kids are high school students, but that the dialogue and things like that, it's like right out of like a detective serial, like on the radio from the 40s.
Yeah, it's
like
pretty
Richard
sweet.
Diamond should be like jumping in there any second, or Johnny Dollar, insurance investigator.
Nice. And closing up the month, I believe this was actually, I want to say it was the Oscar winner. I should have looked this up. I want to say it was the Oscar winner of the foreign Oscar this past year. I think it was. I can't remember 100% sure. But this is Departures, a Japanese film, which looks really interesting. It's about a cellist who loses his job because the orchestra disbands. And he basically has to get another job. And he ends up being a mortician's assistant or something. And it looks really sweet and really nice and really pretty. Really
big,
pretty.
Again, this is a film fest film.
Yeah, it really feels that way. I do hope it opens, or at least it makes the festival, like the festival theater rounds.
Yeah.
Because I really want to see it. I think it looks really interesting.
Definitely.
And that is May. And thank God it's looking better than it has up until now.
Okay.
Because it was looking pretty slim there for a bit.
Now, we jumped ahead without announcements, and then you seemed to regret it and then went into May anyway. So is there announcements, lady? Or?
Well, let's talk about a couple of things before we get to announcements. Because, okay. You know, we're already talking.
Well, I know you hesitated there and...
Yeah, well, because we usually do something in the beginning there. And
damn Dale.
I got sidetracked because Dale wasn't here.
Yeah, let's just blame Dale.
Yeah, pretty much.
If this podcast sucks, it's because Dale.
Yeah, Dale isn't here.
There
so
you go.
It's all his fault. But let's talk about a couple of things that have sort of come up today. Really. We just watched the G.I. Joe trailer. Can we talk about this for a second? Okay, don't choke on me. Okay, don't Sorry. Choke. Don't
Gag
choke.
Reflex happening.
I didn't post this on the site because it's totally... I mean, this trailer is so shit. So bad. And really, it's not a Row 3 material, but I still want to talk about it. This looks so bad, it's going to be good. I just know it. I just know it. I'll link to the trailer in the show notes. If you haven't seen this, you have to see this atrocity. It's awful.
I'm speechless.
You're speechless at the badness?
You know what? Probably all the stars that are like in their 30s to about 40 range that grew up with the whole G.I. Joe sort of thing, Cobra Commander, they all probably went, oh, cool, G.I. Joe, yeah, sign me up. I don't care what. Just sign me. I need to be in this film. And then when it started filming, they probably went, how do I get out of this? Please, God, let me out of this. Because this, I can't imagine they would even for a second go, wow, this is going to be good. I can't imagine. This just looks like shit.
It does look really bad. You know what really surprises me is that for the number of actors they have in this movie, like fairly big names, the only person I recognized in the trailer was Dennis Quaid for a very, very short instance.
Totally.
And Channing Tatum.
I didn't see Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
No, neither did I.
I look for him.
Well, I think that's who we were all looking for because, you know, he's the only really good one in the movie. But it's kind of weird. I don't know. I mean, it just looks so awful.
Crap.
Yeah, it does look pretty craptacular.
Wow.
I had to bring it up, though. I just had to mention it. And I don't know if you've seen this news yet, but we finally have a release date for The Road.
Oh, good God.
Yes, I know.
Had you forgotten it? Has it gone, like, direct to video or something by now?
No, thank the fucking God it hasn't. But apparently, they've announced the release date of October the 16th.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm hoping, because I have a feeling if it gets shelved again, it'll be shelved for good. But they can't just shelve a movie with Viggo Mortensen in it, I don't think. And Charlize Theron?
Surprised.
You'd be stupid to do that.
Well, has anyone really claimed the intelligence of people who figure out this all up?
It is the Weinsteins.
This was the one that was caught in between production companies, wasn't it?
I have a it was something to do with like Warner Brothers and somebody else, and it was a big mess.
Half a dozen projects. Well, that one can wait.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's nice to see that it's getting a release date outside of summer, because I think this movie, I don't know if it would die in summer, but it's just not a summer film.
Yeah.
So hopefully the October release is good to go, because, man, I don't think I can wait any longer. And if I have to, I don't know.
Like I said, I seriously thought that just gone directed to video or something.
Yeah, it would have been really sad if that had happened. But, I mean, they've done stupider things, so.
Much.
Who's to stop them? And that's all I have. So I'll get on with the announcements, because we do have a few. Basically, just Movie Club podcast. We are finally recording next week. So the show will probably be up at the end of next week or early the following. And, of course, we're still watching Alien. No idea what the next movies are going to be. I still have to get through Aliens. It's funny because I said to Dan, okay, well, I think I'm going to watch the two that are considered really shitty first. And then I'll work my way to the good ones. So I watched 3, 4, and 1. And I left 2 for last, just the way it happened.
2. I forget the order kind of thing. Is that the prison colony or?
That's 3.
That's 3. Okay.
Yeah. 3 is the prison colony. 4 is Janae.
1 is gut explosion. And
yeah. And 2 I haven't gotten to yet. And to be honest, I honestly have a feeling I have never seen Alien or Aliens from beginning to end. Because I watched Alien and I thought, holy crap, I haven't seen most of this.
I have a funny feeling I haven't seen number 2 very much.
Yeah,
I know I've seen Alien like a dozen times kind of thing, and the one with the prison, the third one, Alien 3?
3. I think it was just Alien with a little 3 cubed thing.
And I actually like that one too, but like number 4, I know everyone seems to hate, but I actually kind of dug.
I don't hate it.
Oh, really?
I don't hate it at all. Good.
I know it's not what people wanted, but, you know, at the same time, I found the campy factor that I actually kind of enjoyed it. Although, I don't know why I enjoyed it, because the first 3 didn't really have, like, there's some moments kind of thing, but, like, it wasn't specifically done to be sort of amusing in any way whatsoever.
Yeah.
But 4, I found it's
the director amusing. And the writers that are involved. It totally has that feel. And I think it's going to be an interesting discussion. I don't know how we're going to split this up, because 4 movies is a lot to talk about.
Because you'll have to vote on it.
I don't.
In order. Geez, you should all get an order and then vote on figure it out. Like, first place gets 10 votes and figure what the group score is.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting discussion, that's for sure. And what else was there? I think that was it. I'm trying to think. Oh, I'll make my announcement. Might as well share the goodness. I have a new podcast. You know all about this already, because we're 2 episodes in. But we're doing a Twilight podcast, all Twilight all the time. It was going to happen eventually, so better sooner rather than later.
That's awesome.
So if, you know, you happen to be listening and you happen to be a fan, check us out, beforethedawn.ca. I'll link to us from the show notes. It's nice to be able to, you know, cross promote, I guess.
I'm surprised you're not hosting it, actually, in any way on Row 3. It's starting to become the collection ground for podcasts.
It is, isn't it?
We have four or five on there now.
No, we've got three.
The Cinecast, the...
Us, and the Mammalcast, which...
Is John not doing any anymore?
No, I don't know what happened to the... Well, he's been really busy.
Yeah.
Jobs and whatever else, so, I mean... We have a couple of side projects on the go, which, you know, I'm not really supposed to talk about, but there is some good stuff coming up for readers to be more involved in the site.
Mm.
But we've got some cool stuff in planning. But
cool.
Yeah, John's been really busy with stuff and work, so it's sort of been put on the back burner, but it's coming. So I'm not quite sure if they're going to continue with the podcast. I hope so, because it was a good show.
Yeah.
And Dave, I know he had that, the column, the gems, the hidden gems.
Yeah.
And that column rocked. So I think that's going to be coming, making a comeback at some point.
Yeah.
Because that was, for a while there, I was getting a lot of my zip films from his column because there was some good stuff in there.
But, yeah, you all have lives. So things come, go,
oh,
come
exactly.
Back. Yeah.
Well, I think this is our first show in like, what, 2 weeks? Has it been 2 weeks or has it just been a week and it just feels longer?
For after the credits?
Yeah. Did we record last week and I just forgot? I can't. I honestly can't remember.
Oh yeah, we did the guilty pleasure esque one.
Right. That's right. Oh man, yeah, totally messed. I mean, the weeks are like blending into each other. But
camping season's coming up, so I'm going to disappear a few times. So.
That's okay. But there's some good stuff coming up. We've seen a couple of good movies, and I've got. I'm very excited. I get to see Objectified next week.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. I'm going to have to take some extra pocket money in case they are selling posters. Because I really dig the posters.
See, I love the Helvetica poster. I'm not a big fan of the Objectified poster.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I like the fact that it's also like printed on some... I think it's kind of like shiny. I like shiny things.
Shiny.
Shiny.
It's sparkly.
It's sparkly.
Much like vampires.
Oh, I don't like the sparkly vampires. Let's not go there. Okay, I think this is a good time to bring this show to
close
a close.
It on the sparkly vampires?
Close it on the sparkly vampires. Oh, man. Oh, dear. Okay, I think I'm composed again. But, sort of. Come on by Row 3 and join in the conversation. You can tell Summer is sort of kicking into high gear because... The chat in the comments section has dwindled slightly over the last couple of days.
I've noticed.
But come on by. I'm sure it'll pick up again, and conversations are always awesome. Feel free to send us feedback if you'd like, marina@row3.com. And until next time.
I don't know Dale's name at all.
We'll see you after the credits.
Hooray.
Home. So in TV, I'll believe. this love's lottery. There has got to be a way, 'cause she's just 15 minutes away. Love's lottery. There has got to be.